This week, we are starting our Meet the Candidates series, hearing from the people running for various state offices in Vermont. And to begin, we're talking to the candidates for Secretary of State. Incumbent Jim Condos is running for his fourth term, and he's doing so on both the Democratic and Republican tickets. Jim Condos joins me now on the line from our studios in Montpelier to talk about his candidacy. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome, and it's a pleasure to be here, Mitch.
Now, you've been Secretary of State for nearly 6 years now. Why do you want to keep doing this job?
I think when I first started this job, when I first ran in 2010, I said I was going to move to transform the office. State government doesn't have a very good reputation overall for technology, transparency, and openness. And I said that I was going to work to do that, and I think I've been accomplishing those different aspects in a good way, and we have transformed the office, and we're making things more efficient. And now I'm looking to work with the administration to try to transform the rest of state government as well.
There are quite a number of things that the Secretary of State needs to do, but I wonder what you think is the most important function of the Secretary of State's office.
They're all important. I actually have four specific areas that I control. The Office of Professional Regulation, where we have 50 professions and approaching 70,000 licensees. We protect the public's health and safety through professional regulation. And we lead the way by providing an efficient and an effective licensing and enforcement system. I have the State Archives and Records Management Unit, where our most precious and treasured documents are kept, things like the Vermont Constitution. And we also deal with all state agencies on public records and management of those public records. Then, of course, we have corporations, which is where business comes to register its business, to file liens, and it's how we keep track of things in the state of Vermont for business, and we've transformed that as well. And, of course, the last area that's important, probably the thing that I spend the most time on, is elections, where we're protecting the integrity and the accuracy of our election system while increasing voter participation and creating a more effective election administration.
Elections is probably the one that people are most familiar with. Is there anything that you would change about the way we run elections in Vermont?
Well, I think we should make it a national holiday. I think the general election in November should be a national holiday, and have that as a non-working day so that everybody can have the opportunity to go there to cast their constitutionally defended ballot. I think it's also an important you know, even though we all have different times of, for instance, early voting, I think we need to try to standardize some of that across the country. We're such a mobile society now, and if someone moves here from even as close as New Hampshire, we have different election laws than New Hampshire does. And I think that we need to try to standardize some of the national election processes to make them more consistent across the border. We have essentially 50 different voter registration systems, and I think that that's one that I think should be nationalized and should be consolidated into one system. So that's an area that I think offers great promise. We've just completed the installation of a complete new elections management system. We hope to be saving money on the operations of that system, but it also makes us more efficient. It makes our town clerks more efficient and really assists them in the work that they do.
You explained what the different functions of your office are. I wonder how you see them fitting into the overall role of state government or perhaps shaping or influencing the state of Vermont as a whole.
Well, first, let me just say, when I first ran in 2010, I really ran on openness and transparency. An open government is good government. And I think that one of the things that we've always had in mind as we've transformed our office, as we've put all new technology in place, is that we have tremendous amounts of information that are available to the public, and we have more information today that's available on our website than there was a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 years ago. And I think what we've been doing is always looking at the way of how we present that information and trying to make it easily accessible, easy to find, and make it so that people have access to that information. We believe that good government provides good access to its public. And frankly, the Constitution demands it.
Finally, Jim Kundos, we're asking all the candidates for statewide office to give us a kind of elevator pitch. Like if you met somebody on the street, you had maybe just a minute to talk to them and say, you know, I'm Jim Kundos and I want you to vote for me. What would you say in that sort of brief minute to get that person to vote for you?
Well, I think first I would start out by saying that I've transformed the office. We've brought the office into the 2000s, and we're now providing information to people that they never had access to before. I think also the whole idea of transparency, we have a website that is considered to be one of the best in state government. We also are looking for efficiencies, and we're trying to make things more efficient, productive. For instance, when I took office, 0% of our activities were being completed online. Today, 98% are being completed online. So we keep looking for that. We think there's huge areas of improvement statewide in state government for instance, licensing programs, where we could handle the administration of those licensing programs in a very cost-effective and efficient manner.
Jim Kundos is the incumbent Vermont Secretary of State running on the Republican and Democratic tickets. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're quite welcome.